Right now, it is time for us to check, and I do believe with Mike Kazi, and get an idea of what's going on with racing this weekend. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Getting ready for the long holiday weekend?
Yeah, I'm ready already. I'm off.
Well, everybody argues with me, Mike. I always say, because I get out of here this morning at 9:30, so to me, the weekend starts on Friday and goes right through Monday. And, of course, Monday is the day I really take extremely seriously, because that's the day we think and thank about all the Americans that have given their lives to give us the freedoms that we enjoy today.
Yep, that's true.
All right. Well, what's going on at the tracks this weekend?
Believe it or not, not a lot. I got one race for tomorrow at Belmont. The tracks spread their stuff out all the time. If you want, I think the Met Mile used to be on Monday. That's one example. Used to always be on Memorial Day. Now they run it on Belmont Day. So everything's changed, and not for the better. So I got one race for tomorrow. It's a Grade 3 turf race at Belmont Park, going 7 furlongs, Soaring Softly. to show you the state of racing, it's $100,000. It's a Grade 3 stake. They run races at Saratoga for maidens for like $120,000. So it's a very peculiar state right now in racing. But with that being said, two horses I like tomorrow in this race. One is the 8-horse Haughty. He's going to be the favorite. This horse won first two starts out at Belmont and Keeneland, then went to the Breeders' Cup, ran in a juvenile fillies race, ran third, got beat less than a length. Flavian Pratt rides this horse. Pratt took up his tack from California to move to New York, and in my opinion, he's the best rider in New York. That's including the two brothers known as the James brothers in my book. But my top horse in this race is going to be the 9-horse, Derry Nain, trained by Christopher Clement. This horse won first time out, being a New York bred. It's even more impressive for this horse at Saratoga. Won in a stake race up at Woodbine, ran in a Breeders' Cup turf sprint, ran fourth after being last, only getting beat by a length, and ran recently at Keeneland in an overnight stake, not even a graded stake, and that was for $150,000. That race at Keeneland is coming off of a 5-6 month layoff. Clement has this horse much tighter tomorrow. Rosario rides. He's been on this horse for every race that the horse ever ran. 7-2 morning line. I like that number too. So my top pick in the race tomorrow is going to be the 9-horse Derry Nain, and then the 8 Haughty is going to round up my exacta tomorrow at Belmont Park.
All right, now what did you think of the Preakness?
I thought it was a lot of bad horses running. The winner was running all over the track like a drunk sailor as his way on his way to the finish line. The second place horse, Epicenter, does what he does all the time, runs big but doesn't win a lot. I'm not impressed by any of the three-year-olds this year, which is why I bet that 80-1 shot out of the race that the winner came out of. I just didn't happen to bet the right 80-1 shot. Not impressed at all with any of the three-year-olds this year.
Is this going to affect the Belmont, the crowds at Belmont?
Is it going to affect the crowd at Belmont? No, because when I went last year, they only allowed 5,000 people in it. The year before that, it was all screwed up with COVID. So this is going to be the first year that the Belmont will be the Belmont again, and anybody and everybody that's able to go will be there. So I'm expecting at least 50,000 people there that day. But it doesn't matter if they line up 10 goats. There's going to be a whole lot of people there that day.
All right. Well, have a good weekend, extended weekend, Mike.
I'll do my best.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Mike Kazi with a check on horse racing this morning, and we've got a full check of sports coming up in just a few seconds. We'll take a look at scores now throughout baseball and other sports. Yankees, it was a tight game against the Tampa Bay Rays. Nothing through the fifth inning. The Yankees have a lot of injuries, came into this game, and they need a big series. They had lost three out of their previous four games, and the Yankees came through. Big ending of the game, the Yankees beat the Rays 7-2. Now, meanwhile, in other baseball action, the Red Sox, they pounded the White Sox 16-7. 16-7. So the Red Sox are coming alive. I mean, they're playing teams that they should beat, and they're beating them. But that's good news for the Bo Sox as they started off a little rough, and it looks like they're coming around. The Mets did not play yesterday. All right? The Mets did not play yesterday, from what I see. But taking a look at the standings, well, once again, in the American League East, the Yankees now have a 5.5-game lead over Tampa Bay, 7.5 over Toronto, Boston 10.5 games back. And sliding over to our New York Mets, they're still in first place by a wide margin. The Mets are 7.5 games in front of Atlanta, 7.5 games in front of Philadelphia, 9 in front of Miami, and 5 in front of Miami, and 13 ahead of Washington. I totally screwed that up. The Mets are, of course, 7.5 and 7.5 against Philadelphia and Atlanta. 9 ahead of Miami, and 13 against Washington. All right. So that's the way baseball stands. Now we'll move over to the NHL. The Rangers lost last night by a score of 3-1. Carolina holds a 3-2 lead in that series. Edmonton downed Calgary 5-4 in overtime. Edmonton won that series 4-1. The NBA, Golden State defeated Dallas 120-110. Golden State won that series 4-1. Coming up today, the Celtics take on the Miami Heat. The Celtics are leading that series by 3-2. All right. That is our check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club, both horse racing and other sports of other sorts.